touchdown off of 4 carries and 23 yards. Logan Helton, 4 carries, 19 yards, and Blake Sanford, 4 carries for 12 yards and a score. Christian Martinez, the backup quarterback, 0 for 2 in passing. Nick Holt went down early with what appeared to be a rolled ankle. He was on crutches for the remainder of the first half, and appears that he will not return to this game. Both passes for Martinez intended for Tommy Scott and Zach Houston. One penalty, or one special teams, number 33, ran it back for 15 yards. That was it. And only one penalty for the MCC offense, a false start for 5 yards. Our Beach's offense, Josh Shelkey, 14 carries for 55 yards. And that's all about for it for Harbor Beach's rushing attack. Devin Lemansky has two yards, and Austin Seltz, 2 carries for no gain. Josh Shelkey, 4 for 11 in passing and 2 interceptions, but he did strike once for a touchdown to Tyler Vollmering for a total of 51 yards. Tyler Vollmering, 1 for 2 in receiving for 28 yards. Austin Seltz, 0 for 3. Devin Lemansky, 1 completion for a loss of 4 yards. Mitch Hearn, 2 for 4. For 27 yards, and one pass intended for Chris Keys went incomplete. Josh Shelkey punted the ball once, and Mitch Hearn had one punt blocked, actually, as Josh Shelkey's punt actually went inside the 20 for a 22-yard punt. And no penalties for Harbor Beach offense. Harbor Beach's defense, 24 tackles on the day, 1 tackle for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes or interceptions or fumbles on either side, and no penalties as well. Leading the tackling for Harbor Beach, Josh Shelkey out of the secondary with 6 tackles. Dalton Oki and Austin Ginther each with 4 tackles. Then Jason Gaffey with 3. And Austin Seltz, Devin Lemansky, Tyler Vollmering each with 2. And Chris Keys with 1 tackle. The only tackle for a loss was Devin Lemansky for a loss of a yard. And that is it for the Harbor Beach's defensive stats. MCC's defensive stats, 16 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, no sacks, 1 tip pass, 2 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and 1 recovered fumble, and 1 penalty for 15 yards. Lamar Jordan III leads tackling with 5 grabs. Zach Houston, 3 tackles. Jaden McPherson, 2 tackles. Then each Jacob Kimbrough, Zach Windsor, Logan Helton, Nate Jones, Michael Coy, and Anthony Woodard each with a tackle apiece. Jacob Kimbrough with 1 tackle for a loss. Joe Palace with 2 tackles for a loss. Jacob Kimbrough actually has the tip pass as well. Interceptions go to Nate Jones and Anthony Woodard and Michael Coy with the forced fumble and also recover that fumble. And the only penalty for MCC's defense, roughing the punter, which set up that touchdown strike for Harbor Beach before the half.
Yeah, you look at the MCC offense, they have 200 yards of total offense, but 90 of it comes on 1 carry. So outside of that, the yardage is basically even. Harbor Beach with 104 yards, and outside of that run, MCC would have just 120-some. So a fairly close game in the stat sheet, but one big play for MCC put them on the board first, and then 3 turnovers by Harbor Beach has led to 2 more scores, 3 total on the day for MCC, and Harbor Beach fortunate to get on the board before the half. But that will ease the pain, so hopefully Harbor Beach, a very good team at making adjustments at the half. We'll see if they can continue to do so. Outside of that, they really only gave up 60 yards or so to Scott, the ball carrier, Tommy Scott, outside of that one busted play. So for the most part, they haven't played as bad as what it feels like is going on out there right now. The scoreboard tells otherwise, but a fairly decent game right now. Harbor Beach, though, on offense, struggling to get receivers open. One thing I don't like, Austin Seltz only has 2 carries. You know, he's been a guy that's gotten the ball a lot throughout the season, and I know he's a good pass route runner, a wide receiver, good hands, but I think at some point you got to get him in the backfield and give him some carries and mix him in the offense a little bit more.
Well, we said Harbor Beach would have to play a perfect game to take out Muskegon Catholic Central. So far, 3 turnovers for the Harbor Beach offense, which resulted in 21 points off of the turnovers for MCC. 3 minutes and 45 seconds or so here to before we start this second half on your WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have your second half action. From Alma, Michigan, it's Muskegon Catholic Central leading Harbor Beach 21-6 at halftime on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
You know, the only thing bad about traveling to your mom's for the holidays is she has no Wi-Fi, and I go way over my data plan every year.
Well, dear, this year you're in luck. Thumb Cellular is now offering a carryover data plan. You know, when we're at home, we barely use any of our data, but when we travel, boom, it's gone. For just $5 a month, we can now carry over our unused data for future use. So when we're at home, we build up data, and when we travel to Mom's, we can use all the data we've banked from month to month.
I can do this for only $5 a month?
Sure can, and if we upgrade to the 10 gig plan, the carryover per month is included.
Stop into Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the new carryover data plans. Also check out the amazing smartphone deals. Get the HTC One or LG F90 for free, or a Samsung Galaxy S5 or the brand new LG G3 for just $199. Terms of service apply. Go online to thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
This Christmas season, the iPhone 5C is now free with contract and data plan at Thumb Cellular. Hurry in today.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 holiday sales event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offers valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and Ten Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Have you heard the weather forecast lately? Stay warm and dry in a custom-made cedar blind or a pop-up blind. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. We have a couple value-priced new 2014 Grand Caravans left, priced from $19,807, or get free financing.